This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, police in Pennsylvania are warning residents in Chester County that that killer who escaped nearly 2 weeks ago is armed. The AP's Julie Walker with the latest on Danilo Cavalcante.
The 34-year-old who was serving life for killing his ex-girlfriend escaped Chester County prison by crab walking between walls to the roof. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens of the Pennsylvania State Police.
We will ultimately capture him. He doesn't have what he needs to last long term.
Cavalcante has been seen on surveillance video in various places. Authorities set up dragnets. So far, he's evaded capture, forcing police to defend their strategy. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Lee is a Category 3 storm north of Puerto Rico, expected to remain in open waters through the week while on its way to Atlantic Canada. We're already learning, though, of heavy rain flooding parts of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. The mayor of Leominster, Massachusetts, says 11 inches of rain fell there last night. Some residents had to be evacuated as water rushed into their basements. North Korea's Kim Jong-un is in Russia to see President Putin. The U.S. is watching to see if Putin gets a deal for munitions that would help in its war with Ukraine. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller has a warning for Russia and North Korea.
I will remind both countries that any transfer of arms from North Korea to Russia would be in violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions. And we, of course, have aggressively enforced our sanctions against entities that fund Russia's war effort, and we will continue to enforce those sanctions and will not hesitate to impose new sanctions if appropriate.
The city of Derna, Libya, has buried 700 people killed in fierce flooding. 10,000 more are missing. This is AP News. Now to that American rescued from a cave in Turkey, the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Dozens of rescuers cheering after American Mark Dickey was pulled from the Morka cave in southern Turkey.
It is amazing to be above ground again.
He was strapped to a stretcher, suspended vertically by wires because the cave entrance was so narrow. The 40-year-old fell seriously ill September 2nd while he was some 3,000 feet below ground.
I kept throwing up blood. And then my consciousness started to get harder to hold on to, and I reached the point that I was like, I'm not going to live.
Dickey is thanking the hundreds of international rescue group members who responded to his health crisis, including a Hungarian doctor who descended into the cave to provide medical support. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow gained 87 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.